Tangent him.
Tangent?
Come on, we're going to open this beer already.
It was a most unfortunate evening, for I had forgotten my CD of the band I was going to see. Therefore, I could no longer play them loudly in the parking lot afterward, showing everybody I'm the biggest fan. This is the perfect pour.
That guy.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of that exact same thing while I was there. I was like, somebody's going to play this album as soon as they get to their car.
Yeah! Did you guys hear what I'm playing the band we just saw, guys?
Yeah! I just saw him live.
Post-concert guy!
We all did, sir. We all just saw him live.
But now I'm skipping to the hit song. Oh, no, 30 seconds too much. I'm going to skip back.
They didn't play. Dicks.
You guys, if you're true fans, you know this song right now.
Well, you're just like oil and I'm just like water.
Are you punning me with their lyrics?
Hey, this is the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show.
I love gold. Mm.
That's a new beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about beer, craft beer, have all the fun that entails the beer. If your significant other is planning a trip and you immediately start looking at that city's beer options, this is the show for you. We're going to talk about beers to look out for. We're going to talk about beers we were caught drinking. We're going to listen to the listeners call us and do things. And most importantly, we're going to drink beer, and we're all passing around a new beer.
And smell all the aromas.
Usually fresh beer. Yeah. We let you know if it's not fresh.
Right. Freshies. Freshies only. What we have is a super fresh Tioga Sequoia General Sherman DDH.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of Bell's favorite beers of all time. It's super fresh.
He needs to revisit it because we've now switched to the cryo.
Oh, so man.
It's Cryo Sherman.
There's nothing on the label that says that.
It's
that's some damn good aroma.
We're not hiding it. So.
That's some fresh aroma.
But we're not necessarily advertising.
It's more right. That's got to be more expensive to brew,
mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Does that mean the price of gas is going
up? $8.417. So this beer is less than 2 days.
You mean I'm gonna get taxed more when I walk into Tioga now? Damn liberals!
Oh, here's your freshness tax, sir.
So, cryo hop powder is more expensive per pound than pellet hops. That is a truth.
Yeah.
But they're also more potent. So, even though they're more expensive, you use less because of the potency.
Hmm.
So, it's not that much more expensive because you're using less poundage to get the same result.
Poundage.
Yeah. Like a good poundage every now and
then. And I tried.
This
you guys
is good.
Just ran over it.
No. Somebody, you know, listen for your information. They heard it all. They got it.
Got it all.
Oh, man. That smells good and it tastes good, too.
That's the wrong glass.
That's good beer. Don't you hate it when you think you're drinking one beer and you're actually drinking another?
Multiple glass beer drinker problems.
Even if you had a Pliny sitting there and you're like expecting to have a drink a stout and you drink the Pliny, you'd be like,
I wasn't ready for that.
It's horrible.
I didn't have my IPA pants on.
We also drink a little bit before the show begins. That's our caller tailgate sessions, which the lovely golden gods of the perfect pour that sponsor, they are the sponsor of the show via patreon.com/perfectpour. They sponsor the show. Those are our listeners, and they get to hear that when we're drinking before the show. And we had a watermelon funk from 21st Amendment.
Oh, bad dog.
Zach, oh, no. Jovi. Jovi's here.
I honestly can't tell which end that's coming out of.
Louis here.
Uh-oh. He's an old man.
No, all right.
There's no live grenades.
Okay.
Oops, I crapped my pants.
We had 21st Amendment watermelon funk from Zach, donated from Zach from Tioga Zach. not Zach's Brewing. And that was funky, super funky. Right?
Funky, funky, but not high on watermelon.
Yeah, I didn't get the watermelon.
How I prefer my watermelon beers.
Barely
I like
there.
My watermelon beers and not have watermelon. Then I like them. And one donated to the show, I believe, by Reggie. Who knows when it was. It was.
Who will we blame this week?
It's from 2014, a collab beer, an Oregon collab beer. Collab Deschutes and Windmere?
Yes.
And was it just alt beer?
Alt bitter.
Alt bitter. And I'll tell you what, this beer proves the point of the alcohol fades off when you age it, because this is like a 3-year-old beer, and we completely underguessed the ABV on it. So I'm attributing that to being...
By many percentage.
Aged. It aged well. And so I actually kind of like that. Just because there wasn't a whole lot going on as far as flavor-wise, but yeah, it was easy drinking.
You were not in Flavortown?
No, I wasn't. I'm like, this isn't Flavortown. So there, you're caught up in all our drinking. We got a good fresh DDH going here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to get into some culture. Beer culture.
Beer culture.
Nick.
Hey.
What do you have, man?
Word on the street.
Word on the street.
Is that there's a new brewer in town.
What? The Fresno region has a new brewer?
Formerly of Kern River Brewing Company. Formerly of Cuyahoga.
A brewer.
A brewer.
Yes.
In town. Adrian is brewing for Full
Circle. Whoa, this is official?
Yes. It was top secret news.
It was top secret.
And now they have released the photo with the
info.
They
put it on social media. It's gospel now.
It is happening. So you think he'll bring some of his Kern River knowledge?
Oh, man. He's got all kinds of knowledge from a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes now that Adrian has left Kern River, and all the Kern River beers that I've been having lately are so hop dank and hoppy. I'm wondering what's going to happen with Kern River now. That's crazy. But now I'm excited to with Mike and Mike and Adrian at Full Circle. That's going to be pretty impressive. I'm
double hop heads brewers.
I'm excited, especially they have a crowler system now. Exciting stuff.
Ooh, speaking of crowler systems, did you see who else got a crowler
system? Yeah, I know. Mr. Got That.
In the back.
House of Pendragon.
Yes.
Yep.
Woo. I saw it on Instagram stories.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
I knew about it before Instagram, but you know, whatever.
Damn it.
That's nice.
Damn, nobody tells me anything. I found out like all the other freaking
regular beer people.
I forget most things that breweries tell me, that, you know, whatever.
I forget more than you know.
Yeah. When the news comes out, I just go, oh, yeah, I knew about that.
I knew about it because I'm industry.
Sometimes I'm just standing there in the bar, you know, the owner of the brewery.
That's what happens. You're industry. Like, you're just standing there and people talk.
They're just like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, oh, it's a good thing to do. And they're like, yeah, I'm probably going to get one. 2 months later. Should. Here we go. Look what I got.
So we're all, I mean, everybody in town set. Like, Zax is going to have a crawler, right?
See.
I mean, you got it. Is there, I don't know what Riley's, I haven't seen a crawler from Riley's.
Mm-mm.
I don't think they will.
I'm sure they will.
You think they will?
Get hip to it at some point. So, and then we've got Tac Ops. And what's the other Clovis? The Clovis one?
Zone 9. Ops,
not, yeah, Zone 9. I don't know what's going on out there. It's so far out there.
I've heard Zone 9 has taco nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a peach beer that's a hit right now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hey, Too much Fresno talk.
Sorry,
random perfect poor guy that doesn't live in Fresno.
Well, if you're over Fresno, you should go to Bear Republic's cellar party happening September 17th. And you get to taste all the beers that they're submitting to the Great American Beer Festival.
Oh, you get that GABF tasting. Did Tioga submit some beers this year?
Probably.
It's across the alley. I can't be concerned with what's going on across the alley.
That means I got to turn around.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If they send fresh beer, I have no idea of knowing. But if they steal my cellared beer because they want to enter it in some oddball category, that's when I do know about it.
Some asshat GBF category.
Yeah. They're like special wood barrel aged, high gravity, non-foodered. Juggernauts. And gotta, I'm like, okay, so you're going to steal my beer and enter it in your festival. Yeah, cool.
Thanks. Now I'm going to make, how much off that? $0? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, thanks.
And we have to pay to ship it? Cool. And cool. Pay to enter it? Cool.
Oh, out of my budget? Sweet.
Yeah.
So you'll be one bathroom short this week.
Mm-hmm. One less employee this week. Wow, GABF.
Carrier pigeons are expensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect this there, but I know we'll have listeners there that will hopefully give us GABF.
Will there reports. Be a listener get it again?
Hopefully, yeah. Last year there was a get it. I don't know. I don't remember. Did it work out or did it not work?
I thought we had a voicemail from.
I think Justin and Jacob and them were there.
Yeah, but Matt and Tacoma was there, and there was a whole thing with a bus and a thing.
That's right.
And isn't Florida Steve going this year? Because wasn't he asking us, like, should I come? I'm going to make one trip.
Yeah.
Should I come to Fresno or should I go to GABF? And we're all like, go to GABF. Yeah.
Do that. Go meet beer celebrities.
Yeah.
Such as,
and so forth. Damn it. One day the quest for Perfect Pour to be at GABF.
Just go to Sacramento.
Just
as much fun.
There you go. That's all right. The fun. That was our alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just go to Sacramento.
Well, you'll be there, Matt. So.
Yep.
Having all the fun. What else, Nick?
Draft Magazine published an article on why our breweries closing.
What's going on with that, huh? You're not drinking enough?
Nope. I am not doing my job. That was specifically in the article.
Better start
Nick
drinking.
Doesn't drink enough beer.
Nick, beer
I am part of the problem. Part of the problem is the always searching for new beer.
Yeah.
Beeries.
Yeah.
Beerists. Beer nerds.
It
makes it hard for a brewery to have staples, you know, regular handles the time. They said being medium size is not ideal. Like either stay super small.
That's weird. Like,
or get big.
Like why medium is worse than being small, kind of almost.
It creates an awkward large amount of overhead because you don't have enough distribution to support yourself, and you're not making enough new beers to keep people interested, and you're working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it was hard to maintain
medium
sized breweries, shelf space, obviously, especially with all the buyouts happening. And the control of the big beers.
Right. And there's no more shelf space opening up anymore. We had those years where, like, Kraft is digging into big beer shelf space. And then big beer said, you know what? We're going to buy some of you people and knock that off. And now now it's all been stopped. Like, we're back to dealing with the one and two doors again. You know? Yeah, that's tough. Because we're finicky as hell. And breweries have to just start doing is just be like Alvarado Street and just every week just come out with a new name. It may be the same. They may be pumping out the same damn double IPA.
Just rename it.
But they just put
new name on it. So it's a marketing problem, not a beer problem.
Right.
That makes sense.
Just keep renaming it and we'll be like, ooh.
New
beer.
You give me.
And the brewers are just like, suckers, this is the same fucking beer as last week, dumbasses.
Wow, this one's really
Really getting the getting that Centennial on this one.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Still using Equinox.
I guess it would be legal to just like just name different hops and just completely bullshit hop and just throw in some. Oh yeah, there's like Mosaic in there and blah blah blah. Oh okay, cool. like what could you do?
Like, wasn't that the equivalent of be like selling oregano as weed and
basically.
Here you go. Here's some great drugs, kid.
Oh yeah, wink, thanks, nod. Man.
Yeah,
I'm super high right now. Yeah, dude, yeah. I can tell.
Also smells like a pizza's baking in here, but go ahead, man.
Well, man. What are we gonna do about this, Nick?
I've instantly felt guilty, so I'm gonna start drinking.
Drink more
regular beers.
Drink regular beers.
I'm not gonna be there.
Stop drinking new beers.
What do you got new this week? Yeah, I don't want any of those.
Like, what do you still have the same this week?
What did I have last week that's still here?
What's still the same batch of beer I bought last week? Because now I want it a week older now.
Yeah, technically it's different.
Yeah, it's true. It changed. Can't argue that.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. Because I am that jerk that only wants new things. I walk in the fig tree, and I've said this before, and just like look and just like, this is the same as when I came in here a few days ago. Come on, it's been 3 days, man. This should be all different beer.
You were here this morning.
Well, surely a rep has come in since then.
Come on. You didn't buy anything this morning either.
Yeah. We'll have a lottery ticket.
That
I don't make any money off that.
I make $0 off that. Well, that actually cost me money, if you think about it.
Yeah, there was a lady in front of me last time that was buying a lottery ticket. She's all, does anyone want something in here?
He's all, no win.
He was all bitter. He's like, no. No wins. Oh, I can't wait. Somebody's next.
Oh, that's the... I bet she has the same philosophy about slot machines.
Oh, like, yeah.
You watches can't someone walk away. Lose 6 rounds and then...
Then I'm going to walk in and... Boom, yeah, boom, 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 boom. That's what I do. It's fun to mess up the elders.
Nice. You're a swooper.
Swooper. Well, we'll work on this. Well, everybody... Work on this problem we have. We only drink new beers, and we're killing the medium-sized breweries.
Killing them softly with this beer.
Stay smaller. Go big.
Holding my
own. So what would be the... Did they say what's the medium?
I hope it's not too
They over. Did somewhere between like 2,500 to like 10,000 barrels.
How many barrels, bro?
Yeah.
2,500, 10,000. How many barrels does Tioga have?
But
how many barrels? Hey, welcome back to the show, Matt. Hey.
Per batch or per year?
How much?
I don't know.
No.
Is that a month? Maybe yeah, that's a month.
That's a good question. Like, when I say barrels, like, there is no, what's the qualifier? Like,
maybe that's
what's the measurement?
One barrel is 33 gallons.
Right. Yeah. No, but I mean, like, when they say, you know, wow, how many barrels you got? Like, what's the time?
Well, time measurement each batch is 30 barrels, so that's about 750 barrels per month or 9,000 barrels per year. That's what our scale is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
9,000 barrels
so
a year?
So it must be a year then. So they're at the top end of the medium size.
Ooh, you got to bump it up a little more.
But what Tioga is doing...
Get over that 2,000 mark.
Tioga does have good distribution.
You change it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get all over that Central Valley, man.
Uh-huh.
Code it in Tioga. From Mendota to Stockton.
And even though the beers aren't always new, they always have new events going on down there, too.
Yeah, there's some guy running this beer garden down there. It's always freaking filled with crap going on. Oh, you got to go in there in the afternoon on a weekend. That's when the real beer geeks are there. When it's all mellow and chill.
Mellow. Yeah, empty.
Not with some freaking metal bands playing.
Empty tap room, please.
I love when the metal bands play.
You're out of your Farouk in mind.
Farouk! I just loved it. So, I know we mentioned it, but Farouk, one of my favorite local bands, Farouk, played there, and they're hardcore, metal, straight edge band. And the whole I had them play there for Fuse Fest. I've had them play there before. It was a big stage. So it wasn't any, and it was like a Fuse Fest crowd. It wasn't like a Farouk crowd. And this was a, you know, there's a lot of Farouk people. And like, he could not have, like, every minute was like, be cool, be cool. Like, the singer was like, be cool, don't break stuff. You break stuff, we gotta go. You break stuff, we're out. Don't break stuff, man. Don't break stuff. It was every other minute. It was just, hey. So I'm just like, Matt must have just like told him, like, dude, you break something, you're out.
I did look intimidating, but it was a couple other members of my staff. They're like, hey, we've seen this band before. We know it's possible. We got to get security up front. There's a security guard watching over. He was having fun the whole time. And so me and one of my coworkers were discussing this, and I was just like, hey, well, if we got this under control, if we need to be worried about anything, you know, the security is going to be up here. And the singer walks in. He's just like, totally understand. I'm going to do my best to, you know, vocalize that we like being here, that we want to be invited back. And I was just like, that's cool. It's like, people are being responsible. They can do a little bit of this and that. That's fine.
They could almost knock over an umbrella. An umbrella was almost knocked over on top of me.
Ooh.
I almost got the Sutaga. I was so close.
Damn it.
I was like, oh, honey, we're going to Sutaga. Here it comes. And then somebody caught it. I was like, damn it.
You took my lawsuit. I sue you now.
I'm going to sue Farouk for all they got.
Yeah.
$10.
All right. And some crappy bass guitar.
All right. What else? What else have I not stepped on yet?
That's all for me.
Oh, okay.
Kids.
Oh, Matt's got stuff to step on. Matt, what have you got that we can tangent? Get the tangent music. Matt's got the stage. Get the tangent music ready.
Cue tangent.
Cue tangent.
Cue Paul.
Two items. One is the Double Barrel Speedway Stout has been pushed back from Alesmith.
Pushed back?
They were going to have a release, and they're still saying it'll still be released by their 22nd anniversary.
Uh-oh.
But they said, like, great painting. Sometimes they take a few more brush strokes.
Mm.
And they felt so these last... So they're
going to get a new director like the Han Solo movie?
Yeah, possibly.
Is Ron Howard going to come in and finish the brew?
Yeah. So... but yeah, so they said it's pushed back so it can see its final form. But some people are speculating, I guess they had a barrel-aged old numbskull that was recalled due to an infection. So maybe they're just playing it extra safe. Who knows?
Mm.
And then I don't know if we talked about this before, but it's becoming a thing that there is Golden State hops. They're somewhere between Fresno and Fowler.
Yeah, we just mentioned them. We didn't know a lot to say about them.
So they are harvesting as of this month, and they're going to have local hops for. And I heard all the different breweries from the valley were at a meeting today. So
I saw something on Instagram stories. I'm pretty sure I saw some Tioga people there, mm-hmm, or something.
Yeah. And from my understanding, they have four varieties, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but there are four of the more popular varieties, so that means that we'll actually use them. If somebody was like, oh, they're XYZ42, like, probably shit, wouldn't have been popular, but if they're a brand name and they can grow them well, and that gives people a sense of pride, because usually, you know, when somebody, it's like a local business or locally made products, this and that, with beer, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You have the water that's obviously from the ground. You have yeast from San Diego.
He's going to sit on your helmet, Matt. No.
He was going to dump in my bucket.
So water from the ground where you're at, yeast from San Diego, and everything else is several hundreds of miles away. It could be Canada, it could be New Zealand, right. It could be wherever, Germany. Your ingredients can be from all over. So this is kind of cool to say we can get hops down the street, 8 miles from our brewery, hops can be harvested
nice.
And brought to us.
That's nice.
So
nice.
Well, I'm looking forward to somebody brewing with Fresno hops, local hops. That's, I mean, we're the growing capital of the world. So damn straight, we're growing hops.
8570 South Cedar Avenue in Fresno, California. If you want to drive by, you'll see it'll look like a bunch of
they're way out there.
You'll see a bunch of telephone poles with twine running across them, and you'll see the hop vines growing up and over. Well, for a little bit longer. If they start harvesting, everything will come down.
That's exciting, man. Yeah. I like that. Well, there's a new beer, in case you didn't miss it.
It's good.
Hitched on Haze IPA.
Oh, man.
You got the wrong one.
It's not hazy.
Did you get this one?
Yeah.
Is that the one you poured this one? Oh, yep. Okay. It's pretty clear to be called Hitched on Haze.
It's unfiltered.
It's from Bergen.
Doesn't taste like a Northeast, but it does taste.
Bergen Beer Company in San Diego. The new hotness in Carlsbad, to be exact. Here we go. Hops, Citra, and Galaxy.
Nice.
Malt.
Clean and simple.
They went full bore of malts, guys.
Yeah.
You don't see this too much. Two Row, Maris Otter, Pale Wheat, Flaked Oats. I went full bore in the malt bill, man.
What's your malt bill like? See, they took my advice. Get a good malt bill.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, I'm going to say Greg from SD Beer Talk donated this. Would I be correct? We don't have it marked. Usually we mark it.
That would be a good suggestion.
All right. Hopefully that was Greg, so thank you. Listen to SD Beer Talk. If you donate beer to us, you can get a commercial. We can wedge a commercial in for you.
It'll sound like more beer.
Listen to the SD Beer Talk
show.
Craft beer radio show. That's actually a podcast.
Ooh. Did you hear they're branching out?
Oh, yeah. They got that other
one. St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. The St. Louis one, too. Man. Taking over the world. We're just sitting there doing anything.
Here we are. We're worldwide.
I like this. It's not, like you said, it's not. It's sort of in between hazy and not hazy.
Not hazy beers.
It's unfiltered. It's not hazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now.
ABV guess?
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw it, but I can't remember it now. I say 6.5.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
6.8.
6.4.
What is it?
7.2.
See, damn saw it and I can't even guess it.
Nice.
Bad. That's terrible. You got anything more, Matt?
Hops and beer. Nope, we're good.
Hops and beer.
Wow.
That's the show.
No new Belgian news?
There's our spinoff show, Hops and Beer. This one's really about craft beer. Listen to Hops and Beer coming soon. It's not. There's a new there's more badges. Untapped. Update your Untappd app. More badges. Now they got retro badges.
Whoa.
Like,
what does that mean?
When I first updated my first check-in, all of a sudden it gave me all these 100 badges.
Whoa.
So that retro badges meaning like I think it maybe it wasn't adding some stuff before and then it added everything up and then boom. So I've got my 100. I got like 3 different 100 badges.
Wow. I want badges.
I'm going right now. Update it, and you're starting to get badge crazy. So if you like badges, update your Untappd app right now, bro.
It's waiting.
Green Flash opening up a new facility in Nebraska.
Why?
Because it's in the middle of the country, good for distribution. And
say Alaska or Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Nebraska. Heartland, bro. Lincoln, Nebraska. I guess one of the Green Flash guys is friends with the Nebraska Brewing Company, which is in Omaha, I believe. They're in Omaha. And which is, you know, close by Lincoln. And he just thought, and there was a brewery closing down that basically bought an old brewery facility in Lincoln. Nice. And just turn they're going to have a tap room there and distributing, so there'll be Alpine and Green Flash in Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma area, Missouri, I think I saw was all the some of the distribution states, maybe the Dakotas. So that's any listeners out there, especially ones in Kansas, I want to hear if there's somebody from, I haven't heard from anyone in Kansas that listened to the Perfect Four that we've heard from. So I have my mom's side of the family is all rooted in Kansas. So Concordia. So I think that's exciting. Good for the Midwest.
Yay.
Yay. Matt, giving you a heads up, there's a company out there, although they're mostly on the East Coast, so you might not have to worry. They're called Secret Hoppers. In the grocery business, we used to have secret shoppers and retail. There'll be a secret shoppers. Nice. So now there's this company that has secret hoppers where they'll come into tap rooms and secretly come into tap rooms and kind of run you guys through the mill. Make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure your tap room's cool and everything. And then they'll report back to your bosses.
Yes.
They come in, secretly drink. And then they go, yeah, I didn't like it. And they don't judge on the beer. They judge on the tap room experience.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, that's a good gig.
Yeah.
I want that gig. I got
better things to do.
Don't worry about it. A secret shopper? You don't worry? I would think Mike would... Like, that seems a weird industry because you would think craft beer, they would, like, tell you, like, bro, I hired a secret shopper. He's going to come in today. That would seem like only breweries that are, like, don't trust their taproom employees would do that.
Well, I mean, there's cameras, there's point-of-sale systems... And I know people, so if I see them there, or if I just know they're there, hey, how's it going? What's going on? Or I can see people be like, oh, this is what I didn't care for, and then I could just say, send off a text message and be like, hey, what do you know about this?
It's didn't care for when you send off a text message and like, hey, this beer sucks.
You know, what is it? 13 years ago when I worked at Sonic Drive-In, yeah,
did you have roller skates?
No.
Damn it!
I was
rollerblades.
I was the car hop that walked, and I still got tips.
You were the guy. Here's the guy that walks.
Yep,
walking.
No, but I mainly ran the kitchen.
How many times did you hear somebody go, "Where's your roller skates?"
I didn't do that often. So, and I was obviously not a girl, so they didn't care.
Guys,
there's like, thanks for my food. I guess. But
on roller skates,
you know, back in 05, that's when you needed secret shoppers. There was no real footage to look at.
There was no laws, no retail laws.
You didn't really know people, but in the craft beer scene, it's like, you know, people, you know, your customers and this and that. It's easy to just say, hey, how was your time? How would you rate it?
Maybe it's somebody, you know, Nick's a secret shopper.
Yes. Shush. Don't say anything.
You better treat him good when he comes in.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna shop you.
I'll like accidentally drop a card. Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Whoopsie.
So this one's free, right?
No, they're instructed to like ask about all the beers, like just to like grill them to see if they know what they're talking about.
Oh, man. I could see some places being shut down right now.
Eureka Burger's done. Done. Close Eureka Burger's door.
Craft beer license revoked.
Yard House closed. No craft beer for
reduced
Yard House.
Reduced to six taps.
Yep, reduced to Budweiser. Oh, yeah, we got Budweiser. Cool.
What are the rest of them? Just for looks.
Oh. I'm like, let me tell you.
They're all water. It's just water. What flavor do you want?
Dry hop water.
Dry hop water.
What else? What else is there? That's enough.
Okay.
The brewery's going to have a store in D.C. The brewery.
Brewery.
So if you're in D.C., you can get some brewery things. Oh. That's exciting. Well, we didn't have any emails that I saw. So what does that mean? Where is that? Where does that lead? Where does that take us in the show? Damn it! How many times they do that?
To the wrong song.
There's two voicemail songs. Will you call me tonight and leave me your
Woe is us. We have two voicemails.
Damn you. Talk about
beer. Podcast problems.
Speaking of Paul, I don't think we've heard from Paul in a while.
Are we 2 weeks out now?
I think so.
Is this going to be
a solid 2 weeks?
Is this going to be week number three?
I know he's been drinking beer.
He's still alive, at least. That's good. Yep. That's what matters.
Nobody knows anything until he calls in.
Yep. As far as we know. Oh, no. Did you hear my passcode? Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Mike Phone's passcode now.
It was tick, 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 tick.
Ah! That's it! How'd you get it?
Superior hearing.
I have superior hearing.
I have a golden ear.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. We love for you to call us and tell us some cool thing that's happening with you in the beer, craft beer related thing or Perfect Pour related thing. This is what's fun to us. And looks like we might be all right this week. Just the right amount of voicemails.
Quit teasing us and play them already, damn it.
Voicemail.
Poor. Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve.
What's up, Florida? Yes, are you okay?
I gotta tell ya.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
I'm not a happy man.
What happened?
It's Friday. It's been a day since the news broke.
Buddha.
I'm not happy.
Sellouts.
Not happy at all. Now I know what you guys felt like when Ballast Point got bought out.
Yeah.
Mikey, how when Lagunitas got bought out.
Yep.
Man.
And you went on a show long rant, pretty much. But I'm not going to rant.
Do it.
Not.
People love ranting.
Call. I have my own outlet to vent and rant. Tangent.
The forum, Facebook.
Let me tell you.
A tangent.
A tangent
is coming to the United Craft Beer Forum.
Uh-oh.
Very soon.
Wow.
Guys, cheers. And Funky Buddha, F you effing sellouts. Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Man, he means business.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha stuff happened.
I thought you guys were going
to
bring it up.
I forgot about it. The Funky Buddha stuff happened right after we recorded last week, so we didn't get to talk about it. But I think the only Funky Buddha may have been from Florida Steve that we've had. Yeah. So, I mean, for us, that's the kind of the weird thing. It's sort of when a celebrity dies. The craft beer buyouts now have become like when a celebrity dies. And if it's one you don't care about, you're like, oh, that's too bad. And if it's one you care about, you're like, oh, my God, can you believe Prince died? Oh, my God, the world's going to end. Prince died. And then, you know, somebody else dies, and you're like, that's cool. And that's kind of the way it is for Funky Buddha. It's just like, oh, they sold out? Oh, okay. That sucks.
In California?
Yeah. But Ballast Point!
We've seen worse.
But there's five different Sculpins I'm going to miss out on.
They're all $7.99.
There's different Sculpins. Now they're $7.99. Ah, jeez.
Target carries
it. I feel sorry for Florida Steve and for any, all our Florida. We have a large Florida contingent. I don't know if that's Florida Steve or is like brought that on, but we got a lot of good Florida listeners. We got a nice Three Floyds beer donation that we'll get to next week. I don't think it's going to be cold enough.
Whoa.
Just came hours ago. We got a porch bomb from Florida with Three Floyds. So look for that next week, maybe. But, I feel bad for our, that love Funky Buddha. But this seemed like a weird one to sell out. Like it would think I would, from my feelings about Funky Buddha would be like they're not.
Nobody cares
sellout.
About your feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn it.
I'm just sorry for the Funky Buddha fans.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss. I like to see that Florida Steve isn't going to buy him anymore, though.
He's holding his ground. Yeah.
Good.
He made a stand.
We're in the Perfect Four. Wow. Here we're celebrating.
Is it the remate?
The compass to the fish. One bathroom. Everybody was. Are you guys ready? Everybody with me. We're going to fucking scream like Mexicans. Drinking some people Tim, delicious hoppy beer, Holmes. Now I know why brewers like to drink this, because it's fucking delicious. It goes down smooth, that's it.
Oh, no. What's he drinking?
He doesn't know.
Celebrating, eh? He's got the shower door up, Holmes. I really...
That was bad. Come on. You can do better than that, Chew.
I'm also like practicing to DJ your daughter's quinceañera.
Yeah. Get it ready, man.
What else can I say? McLeod, love your podcast. They laugh. Actually, I'm going tonight after this, hopefully. If not, I might hit Highland Park Brewery. It's Saturday. I'm freaking excited, Holmes. It's like cool, Holmes. It's like fun, Holmes.
It's a good time.
Really enjoy the McLeod takeover.
I don't think his wife's there, dude. He's having all kinds of fun.
Door, so I gotta lower the music and get back to work. I love you guys. Peace out.
Peace out. Love you, Choo-choo. So the wife's gone. That's what you're reading.
Man, he sounds like he sounds really relaxed.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any responsibilities. He's just all woo.
Music's up. Beer's flowing.
Yeah, man. He's like he's living the dream.
Yeah.
You gotta work on that. You gotta work on that, don't you?
Whoa. Fresno style.
I'm pretty sure I just woke up my daughter.
Way to go.
Damn it. Suck. More voicemails.
Gentlemen, this is my first time calling. I just wanted to say hello. From Philadelphia. But I have a really serious question for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, we all know that WikiMedia was bought out by Intervent. But a friend of mine actually has some bottles he bought of Wicked Weed before they were bought out. He's on the edge of this dumping.
Ooh.
I'm more along the lines of, you spent the money and supported the brewery with that beer. You should still be able to drink it. That's my thought process. Especially since that money went directly straight to the brewer.
Yep.
Not going to Intervent. I'm not sure what you guys think about it. But that's my serious question. But anyway, regardless of the fact, my name is Ted. I forgot to say that in B. Enjoy your show. Thanks, guys, for what you're doing. Keep it up. And I'll definitely dial in again. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Ted. Ted
Where's
Philly.
Ted from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Ted.
Born and raised.
Philly Ted. I think might be our first Philly caller, maybe?
We got to give him a cool nickname.
Is Philly Ted good
Philly
enough?
Philly Ted. I'm thinking like Ted Mosby.
Ted Mosby?
Ted Mosby.
I like that. Thank you, Ted. I respect, in my opinion on that, I respect your friend very much, but he bought it pre-buyout. Pre-buyout beer.
I say
is okay.
Legal buy.
Already spent the money. Yeah, like you said, the money isn't going to... Whomever bought them out is going to the brewer, the owner, the company. Pre-buyout, fine.
Do it.
Find a drink, find a buy, purchase. Like, I'm okay with, like, even, you know, like, say, whatever, Funky Buddha sells out. And then you, like, that day you go down and buy a bunch of Funky Buddha and you're like, this is my last Funky Buddhas. I think that's cool.
Now, do you call attention to the fact that it's pre-buyout, or you just let it ride? And
If I'm going to post about it at all, I'm going to say, this is pre-buyout, this is my last Funky Buddha, insert bought out brewery name here. These are my last Magnolias before New Belgium ruins it.
So you're not happy about that one either?
No, I don't care. No. That's cool. I think we missed out on talking about
that.
We
did.
New Belgium bought Magnolia.
I thought you guys had that one too, so I didn't mention it.
And Dick Cantwell.
Dick Cantwell.
New Belgium.
Oh, he bought... Wait, what?
Him, New Belgium, and there was somebody else. It was a three-part venture
I missed that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I don't... That's cool. Craft, we always are cool. Craft, buying craft is... There's nothing wrong with that, especially when you're talking about like Magnolia would have gone under if New Belgium hadn't stepped in.
Ooh, I wonder if they're medium sized.
Oh, good call. I would think, they're probably a little above small. Because yeah. I think I've had a Magnolia beer one or two. Feels like. I think because just on tap, like somewhere in the Bay Area, I think I've had Magnolia. Yeah, sorry. Tangented beer with tangent. It's okay to tangent when it's beer. Yeah, it's fine. Pre-bio beer is fine. Don't worry about it. But I definitely like this dude that's like, fuck it, I'm pouring out my pre-bio beer. I respect that.
So you would dump it?
I would not stop him. I would be like, yeah, right on.
Oh.
And I would put it on social media.
Hey, guys.
Paul's back.
Oh, yes! God. Thank goodness.
A little leave of absence from voicemail.
Yeah, dude.
I was on a road trip,
that.
And it kind of threw off my beer-cadian rhythm.
Oh.
So I had a thought.
That's a thing.
Mike, when you were talking last week about your trip up to Oregon, your kind of failed
beer my bin failure. I've been failed.
And this occurred to me that, marriage has, it has its lots of positive points to it. But being single, if you want to take a road trip and stop at every freaking beer place between here and Durango, Colorado, you can do it.
Yes, wow. You can.
Nobody telling you not to do it.
That's damn straight.
So got me thinking that maybe I should start a dating service for beer geeks.
Yep.
I don't know what I'd call it. I think Chew Your Beer needs to come up with a name for the dating site, but the line will be where beer geeks go to find love.
Oh.
And if maybe you're just you're more into the hookup culture, there can be an app for that too. You know, like you can make a posting like I'll be in Moonraker at 4:30 on Tuesday,
drunk with my pants
meet me there
down.
If you're looking for a quick hookup,
but if I'm like, but if I'm really enjoying the beer, forget it.
An idea. I think that's all I got for you, but I just wanted to say, keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
It's good to hear from Paul. And yes, I am jealous of single beer geeks that are single.
Damn it.
That are like on a beercation and have complete anonymity to just do whatever they want. And it's like, I'm going to wake up, but I'm going to be out there at 11 a.m., hit the first place that has beer, and I won't come back to this hotel room till 2 a.m. and have zero guilt thrown upon them. Zero guilt put upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay at the tap room as long as you want or as short as you want. Stop wherever you want. I'm going to try out this liquor store. Like, not even be afraid to go. Like, I'm going to see what doors this liquor store has and not be afraid of like,
totally freedom. Spend 20 minutes in there and not buy a thing.
Yeah. And yeah, and not worry about
you
pissing
were in there
anybody
for 20
off.
Minutes and then buy anything.
What the hell? Or come out with tons of bottles. Like, we couldn't get a better hotel room, but you can buy $100 worth of beer. yeah.
Yeah.
Made sense in my head.
That's why we couldn't do it.
Oh, damn you single beer geeks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my issue is I find a tap room that I like and I just want to stay there. So that'd be my issue is like every time I go to Sacramento, it's just like, oh, there's all these breweries. You got to hit them all. And it's just like, I'll make it to the second tap room. And I just go, what if I just quit my job and just like, I'll find a couch to stay on. I'll try to find a job at a bar. And I just like start to relocate my whole life. I'm just like, maybe I'll just not go home. I survived this whole weekend with a suitcase. Maybe that's all I need is my car, this one suitcase, and a new life. And
I've been taproom blocked, cock blocked, taproom blocked. I got my friends at taprooms, even without the wife, and I'm just like, oh man, this place is great. There's tons of beers on tap.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. And they're going like, where are we going to next? Hey, we're here.
We just got here.
Yeah, no, I definitely.
We're here.
If I'm out of town, I definitely need a tour guide where they're like, all right, let's get a flight in here. Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go here. I need that. Otherwise, they'll just be like, I'm kind of comfortable here.
I found some good beer here.
Yep.
It's a cool atmosphere. Yep. I'm done. I'm good.
Yep. Just going to hang out.
Hanging.
Hanging. All right. Listen.
Oh,
listen.
Yes. Finally.
Oh, shit. I got to get a good grip here. Apparently. All right.
Oh, I was hoping for the ripping metal tab.
No, sounds. It didn't. Did you get that, listener?
That was a screw top, if you were listening closely. Oh, I don't think we've ever heard that sound before.
That's what a 40 sounds like, motherfucker.
Where's this 40 taking you?
This was donated to the show by, this is another Greg, SD Beard Talk. And this is that Sublime.
Thank goodness.
Ailsmith Sublime.
Malaga.
40 ounces. Is it the 40 ounces of freedom?
40 ounces to freedom Mexican lager.
They put it in a 40.
Let's hear that again, shall we?
Yes, the San Diego guys have been enjoying this already.
Greg, so you know, it is lightly carbed, but it does definitely have carbonation. He did send me a message saying that he heard that there were flat bottles. This is definitely not flat.
It's very round.
Well, that is a lager.
I'm okay with this.
That is a Mexican style lager.
Mm. After last night's concert, this is a win.
Fontana Jim has a can of this. Donated a can of this.
Oh, sweet.
Should we pull out the can to see? Do you think we should do a side by side? Do you think there'll be any difference?
We never open the can.
Just leave it.
Just leave it. All right. Man, leave it.
Mm, Mexican lager. Super. Awesome.
No, this is great. I'm excited for this. Finally, a lager I can enjoy.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
this is, no. Yoshiyuki Hoshida. You might have better know me as the CEO of Sapporo. And you hardly even talk about me. We buy a brewery.
We don't care.
We own an anchor steam.
We don't care.
We get a video. San Francisco, and next time we will buy Pearl Harbor too. Ha!
Hey. Oh boy. Sometimes I question our show. Sometimes I think maybe we shouldn't do a podcast. Maybe it's not that great of a thing. Maybe we're not helping out the beer community. I don't know. My final voicemail of the week.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim checking in.
Yes.
A little Japanese dude just borrowed my phone, but I figured I'd give you guys a call.
Way to rat yourself out, Fontana Jim. Yeah.
My cheers of the week go to Tom from 3B Zine.
That's cool, dude.
And Greg from SD Beer Talk.
Another cool
dude. He met up with me this week. I was down in the San Diegos, got to meet them, hang out a little bit, have a couple beers. But it brings me to my enhancement for Untappd that needs to happen. So Untappd, and I know you listen to the Perfect Pour podcast, so get your pens and papers out. There needs to be a messaging piece into Untappd. I mean, how many times have you wanted to text somebody or you saw a beer checking near you, want to shoot that person a message.
I've got an opinion on that.
It might be good for stalking people who are buying buyout beer, but that's besides the point. Both Greg and Tom came up to me after I checked a beer in, and they saw it on their Untappd, and then looked at the picture of the beer and looked at the people sitting around the same exact brewery they were at. Anyways, that's a little bit of my food for thought. What do you think about that there, Breeder Brewer? And keep up the good work, guys.
What do you think about that? Only guy that uses messaging.
I don't touch anything. It's just happening.
No.
Amazing. That's amazing.
No. Untappd
have a private direct message?
No, I do not need any more bullshit on my phone.
Anyways, I was at Spokeasy this last week. And I was sitting next to a gentleman. He was just like, "You seem familiar." And I was like,
Maybe you see mine on tap profile.
And I wasn't giving him any like information. He was just like, no, you seem familiar. And he's like, do you use Untappd? And I was like, yeah, I do sometimes. And he's like, but I only add people I've met or I know on Untappd. And I was like, okay. I'm like, well, I use it sometimes, but I'm with a podcast and I'm all, there's a guy on there, Mikey, he uses it way more than I do. He's like, I think that's it. And like, he looks and he's like, yeah, Mikey from the Perfect Pour. He's like, I've added him. He's like, I only add people that I've met or set. And it's just like, well, I'm like, that's it. He's the one. So,
and he just knows me. He's like, I don't know who you are, but there's Mikey from the Perfect Pour. I know that guy.
He's a check-in master.
So as far as Fontana goes, I mean, if somebody wants to stalk you and interact with you, it's whatever.
I just, yeah, it's good that it doesn't have it because, you know, there's a lot of beer girls on Untappd that you shouldn't be messaging. I shouldn't be up at 1 o'clock in the morning be like, oh, you're liking that beer?
Yeah.
I don't need, like, it's good that I'm blocked from that. I don't need it. Don't do it on tap.
I don't know if you noticed, but I just had these.
Yeah, I got a podcast about beer.
I just had these four King Cobras, and thought I'd had the courage to message you.
Oh boy!
Great.
Nothing good could come from that.
No, there's enough girls on Instagram. I gotta stay away from. I don't need direct message people on Untappd.
I think I've annoyed enough beer chicks. Just on Instagram alone.
Do you just troll them?
Well,
ask them like a beer question, like, what are hops? And they're like, oh, I don't know. But they got 10,000 pictures of them with a beer. Hi, I'm having a beer.
I want to say Instagram has an algorithm that the ones you interact with most, that their live stories pop up sooner in the feed. Maybe it's not chronological. And so I always feel bad where I'm just like, this is cool. And like, then I'll realize, and it's like, oh, I look at the chat history and it's like, oh, I've said this is cool 6 times, but it's just like, they frequently post and they're frequently on top. And it's like, I actually like the photo, but I'm like, now I'm some douche hole that says this is a cool photo every time. So I'm probably just annoying people.
I'm sure I'm not talking about females that craft beer geek females. We're talking about just girls that post on Instagram. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. Yeah. Actual life females, I try to disappoint them in person.
that I do in real life.
Yeah, I don't need social media to ruin those chances.
So, no. I need less direct messaging options, please. Please. Thanks, everyone, for calling.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't.
Da, 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 da. Kelly hasn't called in for a long time.
Whoa, what happened to Kelly?
I don't know, man. What's up with that, Kel?
Didn't she message us on something recently?
Well, yeah, by the time we have.
Oh.
She needs to do it in front of the Perfect Pour listeners.
Yeah.
It's not real unless it happens on the show.
That's right. Or you become a golden god and get in the secret group.
Become a golden god. Become super secret on Facebook. Bunch of jewicks. How you guys doing? Everyone cool?
I love this lager.
You liking that lager?
It's refreshing.
Yeah, I already feel a hangover coming on. I'm going to stop drinking it after this week.
Looking out for beer. Looking out for beer.
I don't know.
I thought you were doing your Matthew McConaughey there for us.
All right, then.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Be a lot cooler if you did. These are beers to look out for, beer releases that we are looking out for personally, and beers we think maybe you should look out for. Nick, what you looking out for?
We should look out for my brother. What?
Look out for Nick, man.
Look out for me.
Look out for Nick. You see him out in the tap room.
It's hard to do.
Look out, bro.
I don't social media.
Stuff's going to happen. Oh.
Oh, I will be at the tap room.
I forgot to ask you. Tap room update. We need a tap room update. tap room update. What's going on? What's Zach's brewing?
I stood in the cold box.
Yeah, you did.
Was it cold?
It was not cold. It's a warm box.
A cold right box now. Is super warm.
But tell them the location it came from.
Oh, we know where the cold box came from now.
It's a throwback for you, Mikey. You'll remember it.
From the Carnation Dairy?
From
Vons 152?
Vons 152.
Sean Marks Vons?
It's not too far from there.
Oh.
More Highway City-ish.
Oh. Oh, geez. Now that threw me off. That wasn't what I was going to guess. Oh,
okay.
Highway City is.
This is cold, allegedly, but.
A cold box? Highway City.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get this. Shit. I don't know, man.
Their logo was a black background Klein's? With red.
No, that'd red. Be cool, though.
Black.
I'm telling you, Klein's would have made a great craft beer.
Oh, Levitt's didn't have a cold box.
Yes. The secret bar in Levitt's. You didn't know about
that? The Levitt's bar. Oh, okay. Now we're thinking about bar. Shit.
Think of color schemes. Who had black and red?
What, sweet tomatoes?
What would have a cold box with another doors? Another secret bar. With doors.
Fuck. With doors. Damn it. I'm twisting in the wind.
There's a gas station in that area that has yellow and red. There's another gas station Shell? In the area that has blue, red, and white.
Chevron.
And the gas station that's no longer had a black and red color scheme. Come on.
Highway City.
Not Chevron.
Texaco?
There you go.
Okay.
Well, we took so long on that.
There was a West Shaw Texaco?
There was, yeah.
That had a cold box?
It's now the Shell.
Oh.
The Shell used to be in front of Subway, and they bulldozed that, and it took over the old Texaco. But anyways.
Oh, okay.
So.
That little Subway that's like on the freeway.
Yeah, it's pretty like, much on the
that's,
freeway.
That's like a closet, the size of a closet.
Yep.
I've had lunch in there several times. You can like actually sit in there still.
There's a whole two booths in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like the size of a closet. It's a Subway the size of a closet, but it still works somehow.
Think about it. Long. You could have pride in knowing that a piece of a Texaco is repurposed into a small local craft brewery.
Nice.
Well, the cool part of that is it's from the early 90s, so it's bright. It's
early 90s cooler.
You know, brass doors.
Yes.
Lots of Ooh. Miller High Life stickers.
Yes. I like it. I like that it has some Fresno history.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Repurposed cold box.
And they're going to need a second one, according to Matt, or a third or a fourth one.
Yeah. They're just going to add on a second story edition to
yeah.
I know the
cold box.
It's like every time I walk in there and they're like, oh, this is a place for the cold box. And it's like, that's cool. It's not enough room. And they look at me and they're like, what? And they're like, oh, here's the area we set out for the brew system. It's like, it's not enough area.
More area.
Yeah. And I was like, it's
tips for opening a brewery. More area.
I got a 52-foot cold box, and I still struggle to get the cellared beer, the amount of hops the brewers need, and the amount of beer I need for each week in one cold box. So how he's going to do that in his fridge will be amazing. So
there you go.
Got to organize things.
Keep it organized.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. That's Zach's taproom update.
Yep. Layout is coming together.
What are you looking out for, Nick?
I forgot. It's been so long.
Advise your notebook.
Too long.
Since I could hold my head up high.
Bristol Brewing Company out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. They have a bus-themed brewing label that I need for my collection. The beer is called Mass Transit. And it's got a very Volkswagen-ish bus-esque type label on the beer. I believe it's an IPA. Also looking out for Voodoo Brewing's Vandalay Industries. Mostly for the Seinfeld reference.
Hmm.
And this Saturday, Tauga Sequoia is releasing a Sandlot-themed beer called Forever Summer Saison.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be showing the movie. And I will be there drinking.
There you go. You can have a get it.
Get it.
Nick and Matt will be forced to be there. Nick will be there without not getting paid. I'll be getting paid and being there.
Man, there's a good chance that everything could be going as planned. It'll just be like, up, see you guys later.
See you later. Bye. Bye, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm here, though.
It's okay. I'll be out of the house and I'll be drinking. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Out of the house and drinking. It's a great time to be alive.
Yes.
All right, that's all you're looking out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
21st Amendment has a new beer. It's called Tasty IPA.
Is it?
Have you guys heard of this one?
No, I have not.
But you recognize the name Tasty, don't you?
Tasty from the Brewing
Tasty
Network?
Tasty McDole.
Oh.
The can has a bunch of hops, and McDole's laying in it. With the Hopkini.
Oh, it's like American Beauty. It's like off the American Beauty poster.
Yep.
But it's Tasty.
Tasty IPA. So it's apparently a little ways off because the cans they were showing, the 12-ounce cans that they have, there's a straight top, which those are proof cans. They're not formed to be sealed. So.
Oh, okay.
But it means that it's coming. So I want to know what a tasty IPA from 21st Amendment will be like.
But Tasty is like high level brewer himself, right?
My understanding, he did a lot of home brewing. I don't know if he's ever worked for a brewery, but he's like won all these awards. He's won so many awards to the point where he doesn't enter competitions anymore. He just collabs or does his own thing.
Seems like he goes around to like all the like Northern California breweries and just hangs out.
Yeah.
This seems like his life.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of like what Paul was talking about, Tasty is living the craft beer, single craft beer geek life.
Yep.
Ah, wow. That's when I retire, I'm going to be Tasty.
Yeah.
And supposedly he's going to keep growing his beard out. I don't know if that's going to keep happening or not, but. You'll probably see Tasty if you go to Sacramento. He usually peruses that event. Nice. Sometimes the rest of the Brewing Network is there too.
I want a new picture of you and Tasty while that happens on the Perfect Pours.
Yeah, he won't know who I am.
Perfect Pour Pod. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Maybe he'll know, like, oh, you're from the Perfect Pour.
He'll remember Tioga probably more than the Perfect Pour. None of those guys know who the hell anybody is outside of themselves.
Oh, I'm from Tioga Square.
They know breweries, but they don't know any, like, they think all the podcasters are ass, like, shitty, stupid ass people.
So one of the first times that we went to...
They're radio people.
That we went to Sacramento, which was the first one they had. They actually had Greg from Stone. He was there. And he was just kind of perusing around the event, no big deal. Just hanging out and beer celebrities, some people care, but not a lot of people. They're just like, oh, hey, it's Greg from Stone. Well, a couple of our Tioga members and one of our sales guys, Forrest, they kind of cornered him. They're like, hey, Forrest, Let's hang out and talk beer. And he's like, okay, cool. And so Forrest kept like...
We're going to talk beer, damn it.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
It's like Forrest kept feeding him beers and having him try things and... There was a point where he's got, hey, do you want another beer? And he's like, sure. And he's like, is it going to be not Tioga this time? And it was just like, here, try everything we brought. And he's just like,
can we have non-Tioga beers?
It was just like, but he said it in a good joking way. And he's like, I don't know, just whatever else you got is fine. But I was like, well, damn.
You're gonna drink all these beers.
You're going to try all of these Tioga beers.
Oh, you want some more 40?
Yeah, I do.
What about this?
No, 40. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Is this the new Enjoy By?
Yes. This was donated to us by our Perfect Pour Golden Gods.
Patrons.
Patrons of the Perfect
Pour. That's why I'm filling my glass with this 40, because I saw that coming.
I'm like, bros.
Bros.
You guys got to buy some beer. And they're like, cool. How about that Stone that you enjoy buying? I'm like, what?
Isn't this one coming up? Isn't it like the beginning of September? 9-5 or something?
Yeah. I haven't seen Enjoy Buys for a while, so... This is the 9/4/11/17.
Probably 11.
I had the 4th of July.
Yeah, I think that was probably the last one that showed up.
Mm-hmm. So.
Showed it up.
4th of July.
Sharded it up. It smells boot. Why do they keep making these things freaking 9%?
Just spilled all over myself. Look like I put in my pants.
Can't they have like a 7% enjoy by?
They're all doubles,
probably
man.
Sell more. Yep, 9-4.
They're always doubles. Yeah, that's strong.
Wimps.
It's still good, though.
Weenies.
It's okay, but it's like, hey, get fucked up on one beer.
Yes, that's the point.
Yeah, man.
One and done.
One and done. Hey, one day when you're married, Matt, and it's like a Tuesday night, you'll want that.
You're like, honey, I'm just going to have one beer. 114%.
114%. Hey. Cool. That's bullshit because wine's always like,
oh, you know, yeah. What I'm saying? Hey.
And they get, sorry, Louie's behind Matt.
I just got sniper attacked got over here.
And, that's the enjoy by aroma.
Hey. Wine's always this high alcohol, but nobody's like, oh my God, she had 2 glasses of wine. She had like 30% alcohol.
30%.
I'm already at that point. There's some nights where I go home and I'm like, I'm going to have one beer and pass out on the sofa.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're already getting old, bro.
Wow.
Or I go out and I'm at that bar that closes up at 2 a.m. and it's like, I kind of don't want another beer right now. And nobody's going to judge me about it.
Oh, thank God your guys are closing.
I was about to have another beer.
Yeah, please kick me out. Well, some beers I'm looking out for, I think we should all look out for.
Mm.
This is one I've seen throughout the years and just never had. Beechwood Brewing's Pride of Chops. It's, you know, it's on the bottle. It's got to do with like long mutton chops.
Nice.
I've never had it. It's an IPA. It's in a 22-ounce bottle. It's got Amarillo, Nelson, and Mosaic. Sounds pretty good to me. 7.1. All right, this was interesting.
No.
I thought.
Sure.
Where Fontaine Jim was like showing us a picture of like the New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, I wonder if Matt notoriously doesn't like pumpkin beers. But Fat Tire is his go-to always good beer.
The Belgian White, I don't care.
No, we know the Belgian White, you don't care. But would you drink a pumpkin Fat Tire?
No.
See, your hatred for pumpkin beer outweighs your love for Fat Tire.
I do not see race. I do not see color. I hate pumpkin for
you
pumpkin.
You see orange.
You see orange. Stacy's crying right now.
Poor Red Stacy.
I think it's going to be an accidental buy for him if he buys it.
He's not going to accidentally like, buy
Voodoo Ranger.
He's not going to get that drunk. He's not going to get so drunk he's going to get a pumpkin drunk? Ranger. He got pumpkin drublick.
Ooh, good reference.
Yeah, that's another new beer.
I will have you know that I had gotten a mixed 12-pack that had watermelon Dorados in there. They went in the garbage can. They did not come back home with me.
You didn't even save them.
Does anybody want these? Nope. Okay.
Garbage. That's what I thought. You're like, good. I respect this group. Threw it away.
You can stay.
You can all stay.
That was a test.
That was a test. Somebody goes, yeah, I want that. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out. See that gate?
Take him.
Hit it.
Here. Take him, but get the hell out of here. Monkish and The Answer. I don't know what The Answer is. I guess it's another brewery. It's a collab with Monkish and The Answer. Red Beans and Rice. Don't miss her.
Mm.
And if you've seen the label, it's like a bean. You know, it's a label of like a bean. Or a rice mix label, but it's a beer, actually a beer, a 16-ounce can.
Like Uncle Ben's on this label?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Not exactly, it's, yeah, but it looks cool.
Dang it.
And just, that's just the label, bye.
I don't want none.
Don't want none. Trillium Headroom Double IPA. Because the can art looks mm-hmm. like a mixing board. It's got a lot of mixing board elements on the can.
Got us some headroom.
Yeah, so we need to have that.
That's cool.
So if somebody get this that headroom.
Can art. Trillium.
Can art. Modern times.
Oh, boy.
Attack frequency is back.
Dang.
There's a new attack frequency.
Will we have it?
Will we have it? It won't get sit. I mean, it won't. Come here, we know our Modern Times fan, or city fan, fans too.
Drinking green flash IPA. Even better still,
Paul from Fairfax with
the attack frequency. Haven't seen it yet. It's pretty hard to get.
It is.
But pretty soon, I bet. Store,
probably not.
Drink it like a whore till there is no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stumbled in
strings. How did Paul get strings?
He called Jimmy Page.
He called somebody in.
Hey, Jimmy Page, what are you doing?
I got this beer podcast. I was in the string section.
Back George Martin from the dead.
Wonder if I will ever get my pill.
Never.
Still the dream goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
I think Modern Times needs to send Paul attack frequency. I mean, come on. If somebody from Modern Times is listening,
mm-hmm.
get in touch with us and then we'll forward it along to Paul. Because Paul is very email responsive. Facebook shows you like how responsive somebody is to direct messages.
Uh-huh.
And, like Paul is like very responsive.
Usually email. Responds within 1 to 5 minutes.
Yeah. So please, Modern Times, email Paul and give him that attack frequency. He wrote a freaking... Nobody else has written a song for you, Modern Times.
Craft beer jingles.
God.
Not even Modern Times has thought about a craft beer jingle.
Nope. And also, one last one to look out for, Virgin. We've already had one tonight. Sales Pitch IPA.
Nice.
16-ounce can. It's a cool can because it's got a dress shirt with the tie, business guy
uh-oh.
Tie on it. And it's got Mosaic, Citra, Equinox, and Idaho 7 hop. And I'm sure it's freaking amazing. Blah, blah, blah. It's Virgin. Virgin. So that's all the beers that we're looking out for this week. There's a new Untappd update, bro. You got it? Are you in?
I got it, but I got nothing.
No badges?
No new badges.
Did you check in something?
Yeah.
No new badges?
No new badges.
No.
I don't understand, man.
I know. I got all the badges.
I know. Man. I took them all.
I guess I bogarted the badges.
Jerk.
What the hell? Let's see what I was doing this week, man.
Hey, the jerk star called.
They're running out of you. My Game of Thrones watching beer was
really?
General Sherman IPA.
You too.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Jesus.
I do like watch Orphan Black, ever. Though.
I know all the things.
Who's Game doing an Thrones? Orphan Black watching but, party? That's I what I want to know.
I haven't watched Orphan Black. That's a good one. I should watch it. The Bald Move Network podcast, the Game of Thrones podcast. From Bald Move Network.
I'm totally listening to you right now.
The best Game of Thrones podcast.
Totally listening to you right now.
That's my favorite podcast outside of all the Dorktown Network bogus. I also had a truck trail from Alpine Brewing that was at Yard House. The truck trail. I haven't seen anywhere else in town.
Truck trail.
I'm pretty sure Yard House is the only one that has truck trail. pale. It's a pale, and it's very centennial hop forward. And I was kind of like, man, I was a little disappointed. So,
could have told you that.
If you want to try Truck Trail, go get over there to Yard House. They gots it. Gots it. And that's some more General Sherman's. Because I bought a 6-pack of General Sherman at 7-Eleven for $9.49. Did I get completely ripped off, or was that sort of reasonable for 7-Eleven?
Save Mart would probably have it cheaper, but that's about going right. Price.
But yeah. I need it like convenient. I'm paying the convenience. I needed the convenience of 7-Eleven.
No, that's average rate, not on sale. That's the right. That's the price of General Sherman.
All right, good. Yeah, I trust the 7-Eleven here on Palm and Bullard. I trust them. They're okay. Also had a kickback. Drake's IPA kickback. It tasted really damn good because I was at Papalo's.
Yes.
On the salad bar. And they only had craisins.
Oh.
There was no raisins anywhere. Only craisins on the salad bar. And I had to deal without having anything because I'm not going to put craisins on there. when I know they could have raisins out in the salad bar and they didn't have them out there. And it was BS. But I didn't say anything. Didn't cause a scene. I didn't get kicked out. Like,
did you tip your waiter list?
Club and Evil Circle.
What? They got kicked out of Pablo's? Well,
no, not Pablo's. Oh. You know, They got themselves kicked out of a couple Portland places, right? Wasn't the whole crew getting rowdy, getting just bad? Just Portland can't handle it. That's what it was. Portland can't handle the truth. I also had a Pine and Palm Pacific Porter at Papalo's.
Ooh, how's that?
That's good. And nice. You got your own Pine and Palm glass when you order that.
Dang,
they got them.
They got them.
They got some there. And a 6-pack of that Orange X from Alesmith. I think you guys are going to have this on yours, too.
Your, what?
That Alesmith, the orange pale.
What are you talking X? About?
All right, never mind. I was drinking out at the pool, man.
That was a pool beer?
Pool beer. So there you go. That's what I was caught drinking.
Very nice.
Dorktown on Untapped, if you want to follow me. The Nick 80 on Untapped.
Oh, yeah.
What are you drinking, man?
I got a badge. Land of the Free.
Oh, you finally got a badge.
100. Did you just automatically start out at level 100 now?
Well, that's the retro badges, they're saying.
See, I think they just took your badge and made it level 100. Like, no matter what you were at, that's level 100
now. Well, I think what it is you're probably past 100, but they hadn't given you that. What they're like... They're remiss in giving the 100s out. They're finally getting around to giving out all the 100s.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't know how far past you've gone.
Yeah, but is like 5 now 100? Like, yeah, you were at level 5 before. Okay. They're like, we're just going to call that 100.
Yeah, give it to them.
So now, like, 1,000 is the top level. Wow.
They got bought out, so who knows? They're running their ship like freaking buyout beer.
Do we have a badge yet?
I mean, they do Goose Island contests. That's what I'm questioning. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be using Untapped anymore. They're freaking doing Goose Island promotions.
Indie. You need an indie chicken app.
Barley.
What are we doing?
What were you drinking this week?
North Coast Brother Thelonious.
Oh.
Belgian.
Pulled that one out.
Sans banana Belgian.
Oh, the Belgian without the banana.
Yes.
That's what they say.
And this was a 12-ounce bottle.
12-ounce, boring.
You can get a large bottle, but they also have small bottles. So it's perfect because it's like
11%.
11%. Yeah. I also had the Orange X from Alesmith, as Mikey mentioned.
I saw Fig tree. Matt was like, hey, they got this. And both Nick and I went that same day.
Also, I had my Mocha Midnight Lightning Barrel Ager from Tioga Sequoia.
Nice.
It was nice. Much better than last year. Not as ashy as last year.
I like non-ashy.
This year, I think I wish I could have done a side-by-side, but I had a Speedway Stout I was waiting to drink.
Don't we all?
And the cap had rusted, and I think it's because I had it at 4th of July, and the ice melted in the ice chest, and the bottle fell in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
And sat warm, and I put it back in the fridge, and I think that's what caused the cap to rust. Mm. And I was very deathly afraid of drinking a rusted cap beer. So,
oh, you should have just done
it. Yeah, wouldn't hurt you.
Probably wouldn't have died.
Probably, yeah. Tetanus, no thanks.
I drank tetanus. Doc, I drank tetanus. What do I do?
Yeah, I haven't had my shot in a while.
Yeah, but there's still a plastic seal that separates the metal from the bottle. So if there was rust, it should only be on the outer side. It shouldn't be in the beer.
If I had a pump to get the beer out of the bottle without touching the rust, I would have been okay.
Yeah, but you could have opened it and then just wiped the outside of the bottle.
You should have. You should have called me. I would have given you the physics.
We could have physics the beer safely.
We have a physics donated by the.
That would have been perfect.
By the lovely people at Physics. FIZZIC. S. Physics.
Physics. It's probably got its own amount of rust in there by now.
Maybe. It's sitting by the garage sink, and the garage sink ain't that clean.
Anyways, my point being, I think Midnight Mocha would be an equal to Ale Smith Speedway right now. This year's.
I have mochas if we ever need to experiment.
Oh, I think that dog needs to experiment his colon.
Louis ate some of Jovi's food today, so that's probably the situation. Just give me an update.
We have a situation here.
Louis is very sensitive.
Louis's got a clean colon today.
Have one bowl of colon blow.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Shake and bake. And that's
your SNL reference for the evening.
And bake. I just need to blow that. So, yeah. Are we done with our bing cots? Matt, you're all good? Done? You all good with bing cots?
I haven't even started.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd when he occasionally does. When the occasional person says, "Are you on tap?" And he says, "Nah.
Not so much."
Not so much.
From Flat Tail, I had their Saison when I was at Spokeasy. Always a good beer.
What is that one called? It's just
Little Green.
Huh.
Okay. It's from Flat Tail. I got to try Phantom Bride twice from Belching Beaver. It was on draft at Spokeasy. I've been
wanting that. That's a looking out for beer.
Okay, I'm good. Don't sneeze. I enjoyed this batch much more than last time. They actually figured out how to brew an IPA. So.
Whoa.
They did a dual release.
It's called out, Belching.
And the dual release, the second one, the Phantom Bride came out in 16-ounce cans and on draft. And then they had another beer, which I think was also a collab with Deftones, but I'm not sure. But that one was a tropical IPA. I didn't pick up a bottle of that because it didn't sound interesting. Took home a 6-pack of General Sherman IPA. Been sipping on those.
Me too.
Went to Goldstein's and I was sipping on a 1554. Still a solid beer.
You're at Goldstein's and you ordered 1554?
Well, they had...
Goldstein's has a lot of taps.
They had 15 IPAs on draft, and probably 10 of those were double IPAs.
Oh. How many double ciders did they have?
They had 3 ciders. But anyways, I just wasn't interested. So, and I think I had a Mount Whitney XPA somewhere in there. I think I took home a bottle. Like I was searching in the break room. Sometimes we have higher low fills, and I think I was searching through and I found a bottle. I was like, I'm taking this.
We used to get low fills from Tailgate here all the time, and we don't anymore.
And that was a thing.
You just never call in.
I just thought your system was so good, we don't get any low fills anymore.
Oh, no. I donate them whenever I get a hold of them.
Louis is basically trapped Matt into his chair. Oh, lab stuff. Well, that was all Matt's been kind of drinking, I'm
pretty apparently.
Sure. He's gone. He's like, yeah, this is enough of this show.
He's probably still talking. He just walked us.
He's like, I'm finally done with it. We've had a mic out there before, I think.
A P mic?
Yeah, I think so. It feels like that. Now, that might be a Dorktown thing. I don't know.
Oh, great. You're not confusing this with Dorktown, right?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that.
Let's get a Bell's update. Is Bell's listening again? Listen
to Dorktown. I don't know. We've had a long Dorktown break. Bells has just been too busy. He's too big of a Clovis hotshot.
It's not Christmas time.
He's too big of a Clovis hotshot.
It's not even near the holidays.
Get over to Dorktown. So those that listen to Dorktown, that listen to the show, are like wondering, what the hell is going on Dorktown? We're just having scheduling problems, so we'll get to it. Hopefully next week there'll be a new Dorktown.
He needs to shift it and forward.
Yeah, he's been shifting it in reverse way too much. But new Dorktown. Coming. So, it's time for something.
Yeah. Sunburns. Or that.
No, bro.
Sunburns?
No, man. What?
Sunburns.
Sorry. New beer.
Noob ear.
Hope you're... Whoa. Oh, okay. You worried me. I thought he was really leaving.
You called a Zuber.
Yeah, that Matt called a Zuber.
Is it 2 a.m. already?
Yeah, like, what do we do? This is a new beer, Burgeon Trade Bait, which I love. Well, it's like a baseball reference, but then it's also a fishing reference. It is a IPA. I don't even know what an IPA is.
That's Roman numeral 2.
No.
What's an IPA, guys?
Something they made up.
Imperial Pale.
Trade bait from Burgeon. And this was donated to us again, probably another Greg beer. I'm going to go ahead and assume.
I mean, industry pale ale.
Nice.
The IIPA could indicate Imperial India Pale Ale, which it's 8.1%.
Oh, there you go. You got it. But most people say DIPA.
Double industry. And Imperial is the same thing. Technically, triple and quadruple IPAs do not exist by category.
See, that's interesting. We've had that Imperial versus double debate years ago. And it always felt like to me Imperial was stronger or maltier than a double IPA at that time. Now you're right. There's no difference.
It's all but the same it's, thing.
At some point, it felt like to me there was, but never mind anymore. Trade bait.
But there's never been a double Russian stout. It's always Imperial Russian stout.
Correct. You're right. So, yeah, if somebody just called a double Russian stout.
Be like, get out of my bar.
They're like, get out of here.
You're
out of the brewing.
Cool, you're out of order.
Cool people.
I miss beer. Jet the Fish.
Oh, Jet the Fish. Does he not do the show anymore?
No, it's Stryker. Ted Stryker.
Right. Now, did Jet the Fish, like, retire? Or
no, I think it was...
contract problems?
It was a buyout.
Buyout. Jet the Fish got bought out.
Yeah.
We're talking about radio DJ program, guys, if you don't know.
I think he was costing the radio station too much. So they gave him the boot.
Too big of radio personalities, dude.
So did, what's his name? Rodney on the Rock?
I don't know Rodney on the Rock. I know Redbeard.
Redbeard.
He was the guy that did the once a week overnight Monday show for like 40 years.
40 years.
Right?
What was it, a countdown show or what?
No, I think he was a regular DJ, but he was with K-Rock from the inception.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he got the boot.
I'm sure I've heard him.
Yeah.
Being from LA.
LA. You're totally LA.
I would know.
Totes McGoats.
This is a good beer, right, Trade Bait? For a double?
If I have the right glass, yes.
Who knows what I'm drinking right now? Whatever it is in this glass I'm drinking, yep, it's good.
Yep.
Cheers.
Yeah. We got to give out some cheers, man. We'd love giving out cheers. This beer. Oh, wait. We don't. Screw you, people. Goodbye.
You're all jerks.
Screw you for listening to this. Cheers to our golden gods, man. Oh. Always. They are the people that sponsor the Perfect Pour. They are people that donate $5 or more every month to the show. And you can be that golden god too. Patreon.com, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look in the show notes. There's a leak. And Louis is telling you, man, you better donate.
Yeah.
Better give some money to the Perfect Pour. Hey, Lou, it's okay.
I got to get that guy. That's my best friend.
That's the dude you bark at every day. And, you know, those people, they're super rad. Donate money to the show every week. And they get a little bonus. They get a little extra audio and an extra thing here or there. I've been thinking about doing more stuff for the patrons and trying to figure it out. But thank you to we don't usually name off everyone at once. We usually just name off the new ones. But This week we're naming them all off.
Uh-oh.
Get ready, folks.
What did
here
we
are all our current up-to-date golden gods of the Perfect Pour. Mitch, Sean, the Beer Pope, Jeff Hall, Colin, Mike, Arco, Matt Harris, SD Beer Talk Greg, Evil Circle, Big Game James, Larry Souza, David G, Ed, Nima, Zoro, Lumber Jose, Corey, Tony Bags, Dave Renteria, Kelly, and Mike Sardina.
Mike Sardina is still on board.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he forgot. He just doesn't look at
why am I short $5 every month?
Every month, like, I swear I do my books very well, and every month there's just $5, $10 just not there. I don't understand what's going on. He's completely forgot. But nobody tell Mike he's still donating the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
No, Mike's still out there, man. We love Mike. And we love all the Golden Gods. So, man, really appreciate the support. Everything everyone does for the Perfect Pour talks about us. If you talk about us at all, shout us out on your social media. Give us reviews on iTunes, subscribe. All these things are all just awesome things you can do for us. So thank you, everyone, for the support, man. We really appreciate
it. That's amazing.
This is fun for us to do every week, and we're glad people dig it and hang out with us. So, man, really appreciate it. Also, cheers to Ed Winter, a.k.a. 2Veg. Lunch Undead, and then Tam, RJ Garden, aka Randy G, Brian Garrett, Brian from Florida, says those 3-4 beers just got him today. So next week, I think we're going to be having some nice 3-4 stuff, man, which is super metal. Chino Yacht Club, Evil Circle, Fontana Jam, D-Lang 55, Daryl, man, thank you. Bells from Dorktown Podcast.
What?
Producer Becky from Dorktown Podcast.
Okay.
Joshua Teehee from Flowing With Famous.
Okay.
Trent C. from Get Off My Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He was just telling me about he went to Alice Cooper show, and I was like, oh, yeah, what beer do they have there? And they had Four Peaks, which is a Arizona buyout beer. And he hated that, the fact that they got bought out, but it was like the only thing he could buy there that was at all craft or local. So he was forced to buy some Four Peaks at the Alice Cooper show. Otherwise, he couldn't drink. So sometimes you just got to let it slide when it's that situation. So cheers, Nick.
Hello. Did you guys do a Sabrina podcast?
A Sabrina? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We've covered every Harrison Ford movie, bro.
All right. I was just curious.
We did this. Look it up.
I want to hear this
Sabrina episode. I'm not sure if there's some of them we mixed with other movies. Like we did like two at once.
Yeah.
And that might have been one of them. But I think, I think the Sabrina one's still alone on its own. Cause, We're fans of the Sabrina one.
Gotcha.
Are you not fans of the Sabrina?
This is
a Harrison Ford.
I recently saw it again.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I want to hear what Mikey said about this. Uh-huh. Because it was a take on an older movie, right? Uh-huh. An Audrey Hepburn movie.
It was a remake, yeah. And
he was kind of a jerk, and I thought he was going to come around. And he never quite did come around.
He
kind of stayed a jerk the whole throughout.
Yeah, there was some weirdness there. And the original has that too, because age difference is like terribly bad. Like, it's a huge age difference.
Oh, wow.
It's like a 30-year age difference. So it's like very creepy.
Okay. Anyways, tangent. Tangent. Thank you for saving me. Cheers to Beer Me Brian, new Instagram follower. Whiskey, Wine, and Beards. Craft Noir.
Craft Noir.
Craft Noir. And let's get a good one. I'm sorry. Every time Hacksaw Jim Chuggin pops up, I just can't get over it.
I know. I think love that. Like, he's always in there now.
Yeah.
Hopefully he listens. I don't even know if he does.
I'm glad to see the blogs are coming back.
Blogs are back.
Yay, blogging. The Hop blog is a new blog with an Instagram page. And I believe there's a new Fresno craft beer blog.
Our buddy. One of our listeners, Crafty by Nature.
Crafty by Nature, yes.
Yeah, he's got he reviews, like, he's very prolific. He does a lot of beer reviewing.
Yeah, and I think there's a Trader Joe's tie-in somehow.
Oh, okay. Maybe he works there?
Could be, or knows, at least knows somebody that works there. Or
he's a regular.
Could be.
One of the Trader Joe regulars.
But Trader Joe's has been coming up with some good new beers lately. Mm-hmm. Unique stuff.
Uniques. Got to get those uniques check-ins.
I know. Man. See? Are we the problem? So, or
maybe. I don't check in like half. Like there's a lot of beers I'm not checking in, man. I need to check in more. McLeod's. There's a couple of the McLeod's from last week I haven't checked in yet. I'm always worried. Like, I'm always, you know. I'll look bad checking in something from a week ago, but like, screw it.
It's untapped, sir.
As long as I say late check-in, it's fine.
Disclaimer.
In the comment. Disclaimer, asterisk, late check-in.
Asterisk, late check-in.
Deal with it. Okay. And Matt, got some cheers, man.
Cheers out to Megan. She is assistant brewer at McKellar.
What?
Yep.
Mikkel.
Out of Temecula.
Do you know her?
You follow her. Is beer a carb?
If I do.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
It says it right here. Common friends, Mikey Topor.
I see Mikey Topor, who he liked it and commented.
But not only does she like cool beer and whatnot, but her hair is the same green as the Oneida can from Modern Times. So.
Wow.
Cheers out to Megan.
Cheers up to Megan.
Keep up the craft beer thing.
Keep up the craft beer thing.
That's all I got.
That's it, Megan. By the way, Crafty by Nature, you want to go check out what he's doing. Crafty by Nature BrewReview.com. Brew. Crafty by Nature BrewReview.com. He's a big listener of the show, so you want to check out his reviewing style. Hey, man. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been fun. It's a fun week of drinking beer. Fun week of having fun. Is there any beers out there we need? Do we need to open up one more? We're good. You're good? All right. That's cool. Beer. Yeah. Take it or leave it. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure. Check out at Perfect Pour Pod on social media. The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, and Mikey Topor. Those are all the things you need. And we're part of the Dorktown Network of shows. We got a little show called Dorktown. Got my podcast and Flowing of Famous. We're all there hanging out, doing cool podcasting things. And appreciate it. Make sure to be safe and have fun. And how about the Sunburns? That's a band that used to play things. They're playing things now.
That's not the real one.
Not what?
That's not the real one.
Damn it.
Nice try, Mikey. Nope, still not it.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Wee woo. All right, now let's really drink.
Okay. Get hammered.
Get ripped.
Get ripped.
Getting ripped.